some cancer screening guidelines are being updated by our national task force. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, the changes increase the number of people locally who qualify for screening.
Bonnie Smorrell had a tough choice. She has two aunts who had cancer that can be caused by a mutation in a certain gene. Smorrell, who's 60, didn't meet the guidelines for genetic screening until the second aunt was diagnosed. Then she had to decide how much she wanted to know about her own DNA.
I did choose to be tested. I have a daughter with two daughters, so I wanted to see where this was going. And so the testing unfortunately came back positive.
Smorrell found that she was at risk for breast cancer, and she's now planning to have a double mastectomy to reduce the likelihood of the disease developing. Her daughter also got screened.
She's negative. So that was awesome news because my mind went at ease immediately.
Now, new guidelines for doctors are expanding the number of people who qualify for genetic screening. The screening does not detect or diagnose cancer, but it does offer a look into the risk of developing the disease. Some groups that are at elevated risk of developing certain cancers, like Ashkenazi Jewish women, or passing on risky genes to their children, like women with a history of breast or ovarian cancer, are recommended to be screened under the new guidance. Still, Kara Lustig, who's part of the team that's caring for Smorrell at the University of Rochester Medical Center, says it's not always an easy choice. For some people, finding out they're prone to developing cancer only increases their fears.
There can be a lot of anxiety about maybe you have a physical symptom and then your mind is spinning about, what does that mean? Does that mean I have cancer? I feel something. What is that? Or maybe you're a parent and you find out that your child also has the gene mutation and so you feel guilty.
Lustig says genetic screening isn't right for everyone, but she's working on pilot programs to expand access for people who qualify and want to find out about their genetic risks. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.